95.3, the Harbor's New Country, and we are back with Miss Grace Harbor outstanding teen contestants, Macy and Ellie Winkleman. Hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Now, you guys are sisters.
Yes.
So, does that bring up some uncomfortable rivalry at all? Are you guys like, I'm going to win.
No.
No, nothing like that at all. Well, you seem like you get along pretty well.
Yeah, we were helping each other out this week so far, leading up to the pageant.
Now, Ellie, you've done this before.
Yes.
And you've ran for Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen once before.
Twice. Yeah.
And Macy, this is your first time.
Yes.
So now you are in the 8th grade,
yes,
where you go to St. Mary's. And Ellie, you are a 10th grader at Hoquiam High School.
Mm-hmm.
And now, is this the last year that you can run for Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen before you switch over to actually running for the Miss Grace Harbor?
No, I have next year as well.
One more year. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that you guys are hoping, what are you getting out of being in the pageant?
I think that the Miss Grace Harbor and Miss America programs help you to be more confident in who you are. It definitely helps with your interview and public speaking. So that's some of the main things I think I've gotten out of it.
Now, how about you, Maisie? I mean, you're new to this, so usually public speaking is the thing that freaks most people out the most. So has that been the toughest thing for you?
It actually has been the toughest thing for me to do because when you first meet me, I'm much more shy,
mm-hmm,
if in like a big group if I don't know.
Yeah. And now, were you like that too, Ellie? And did you just naturally start to warm up to the fact that this, if you're going to run, this is something you're going to have to get used to?
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
So now, what is the platform that you're running on, Ellie?
Reducing the use of single-use plastics.
Reducing the use of single-use plastics.
Mm-hmm.
So things like water bottles, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And what got you involved in that?
Well, I watched a short film on the negative effects that plastic has on our environment, and I decided I wanted to change it.
Okay, that simple. And what's the talent that you're running on?
I'm doing a vocal rendition of Halo by Beyonce.
Oh, all right. That's not going to be tough.
No.
I think you can pull it off, though.
Thank you.
Macy, how about you? What's your platform?
So mine is learning disability awareness in children.
Mm-hmm. And what brought you to that?
Well, I have a 504 plan, so I just want to tell people that if they go, like, talk to their teachers and, like, take a test to see if they do need a plan.
You have a 504 plan?
Yes.
And what is a 504 plan for anybody not familiar?
So it's a plan where teachers and, like, people who really care about you will come together and try and help you succeed by giving you something that will keep you stay focused on your work.
Mm-hmm. And this is something available to other students as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now, what got you involved with that?
I've just always just kind of been with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me a bit about your talent. What are you going to be doing?
So I'm going to be dancing to No Excuses by Meghan Trainor.
Ooh, all right. That'll be fun. Now, yeah. What kind of a dance would you say?
Hip-hop.
A little hip-hop action going on? You're going to wear like a ball cap cockeyed?
No.
No? Okay. Just checking. All right. Which part of the competition are you looking forward to the most?
Talent.
The talent competition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well, I wish you guys very good luck this weekend. And it's Saturday night as well, right? They combine the pageants now. There used to be two separate ones, but now it's one pageant. And how do you like working with the girls in the Miss Grace Harbor part of it?
They're all super awesome and good people to look up to. So I think that if any of the contestants were to win, it would be a really good choice.
All right. Well, check it out. It is this weekend, Saturday night. It's at the 7th Street Theater. Tickets available at Harbor Drug and Gift in Hoquiam. And you can also get them at brownpapertickets.com. $25 or $35 if you want to sit in that Golden Circle area and get some tasty hors d'oeuvres before the show. You can definitely do that. Well, I appreciate you guys all stopping in. Thank you very much.
Thank you.